אנחנו לומדים את המאמר השלום בעולם, ממשיכים מכותרת בחיי המעשה, סתרות ארבעת המידות זו לזו, בכתבי בעל הסולם.
We're studying peace in the world by בעל הסולם, the subtitle in practical life, the four attributes contradict one another.
זו לזו. והמעט לנו את הקשיים המעשיים האמורים,
If the above practical difficulties which disturb us, helpless people on our way, are not enough, we have in addition a further mix-up and great battle regarding the psychological predispositions, that is, the attributes themselves, which each and every one of us individually are unique and contradictory to one another. For the four above attributes, mercy, truth, justice, and peace, which were divided in the nature of people, whether by development or by rearing, are in and of themselves contradictory to one another. If we take, for example, the attribute of mercy, it is, in its abstract form, we find that its government contradicts all other attributes, meaning that by the laws of the rule of mercy, there is no place for the appearance of the other attributes in the world. What is the attribute of mercy? Our sages said above it, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is yours. Chassid. And if all the people in the world were to behave by this quality, it would cancel all the glory of the attribute of truth and judgment. For if each and every one were naturally willing to give everything he had to others and take nothing from another, then the whole interest is lying to one another would disappear. Also, it would be irrelevant to discuss the quality of truth, since truth and falsehood are relative to one another. If there were no falsehood in the world, there would be no concept of truth. Needless to say, all the other attributes, which came only to strengthen the attribute of truth, because of its weakness, would be cancelled. Truth is defined by the words, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. This contradicts the attribute of mercy and cannot altogether tolerate it, since in truth it is unjust to labor and strain for another. Since besides failing his friend and accustoming to exploit others, truth dictates that in every person should treasure his own assets for a time of need, so he will not have to be a burden on his fellow man. Moreover, there is not a person without relatives and heirs that in truth should come before other. For so nature dictates, and one who gives his property to others lies to his relatives and heirs by not leaving them anything. Also, peace contradicts, because to make peace in the public, there must be conditions that by content promise the nimble and the smart, which invest their energy and wisdom to become rich, and negligent and naive to poor, to be poor. Hence, he who is more energetic takes his share and the share of his negligent friend and enjoys such a good life that there is not enough left for the negligent and naive to merely provide for their necessary livelihood. Hence, they remain completely bare and destitute in many ways. It is certainly unjust to punish the negligent and the naive so harshly for no evil. For what is their sin, and what is the crime of those wretched people if Providence did not grant them agility and acumen that should be punished with torments harsher than death? Thus, there is no justice whatsoever in the conditions of peace. Thus, peace contradicts justice, and justice contradicts peace. For if we order the division of property justly, meaning to give the negligent and the naive a substantial portion of the part that the nimble and energetic have, then these powerful and initiating people will certainly not rest until they overthrow the government that enslaves the great and energetic ones and exploits them in favor of the weak. Therefore, there is no hope for the peace of the collective. Thus, justice and peace contradicts. That means that if we hear what he writes, so everything's okay. We'll just keep living as wolves in the forest, and everything will just play out the way nature needs. Or you think there's more advice? Well, I don't see. What? Just to ask what King David meant when he wrote this.
טוב, כן, איציק.
Yes, איציק.
אז מה רע לפי הטבע? שהחסר...
So what's up with the nature that the strong will win and the weak just as love? The strong and smart wins.
חלש וטיפש.
He defeats the dumb and weak, yes. So what's wrong with that, Rav? What's wrong? I don't know. If it's okay, it's okay. It all depends on the way you look at life. But we see in nature that there's harmony between the weak, the poor, the strong. The strong only eat the sick and the weak and the... And it works out nicely. I see on people that no one agrees that what is happening, it's all called just. You can speak with each and every one, almost everyone, almost, except for the individuals. They'll tell you that everything is completely fine, and but everyone has his own justice.
Okay, so even worse. Yes.
Woman have one and have two.
Thank you, Rav. It's not clear why, to begin with, when Baal HaSulam is speaking about truth, he's relating to it like from a corporeal manner, material. Mine is mine, yours is yours. Then also he speaks about justice as a workforce. I'd expect him to see it in a higher, from a higher angle. Truth is mine, is yours, from everything. Why isn't he saying that truth is the creator? Why mine is mine and yours is yours?
Not at all. He's speaking kind of at eye level to all of us. How can he now start talking about the creator? PT 19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. What grabbed my eye was, he said that if there were no lies in the world, so there wouldn't be truth. And also all other attributes that came to strengthen the truth would annul. So, Bala Sulam says the lie is okay, because without it we can't exist. So, what's up?
That I don't know. You need to decide what it's about, what it's all about.
Because we could say that we're all living in a lie. That's what he's saying.
More questions? Yes.
Two excerpts ago, he wrote that if we use justice and mercy, so there's a construction of the world, and going towards the truth, it's a destruction. And here, he puts them on the same scale, either we go in peace or in justice. So practically, is there an advantage on certain qualities?
Practically in our world?
No. In society, in the ten, in the world?
No. He's not telling us about the laws of society. He's telling us about the general laws of nature. That they are opposite of what we're used to. Of what we're used to using in human society. We are like wolves.
So on behalf of nature, all qualities are equal, but as humans, in our point of development, we use part of them right and part not.
In every single moment, we are using what we are able to in order for our ego to benefit. That is all. In other words, we are no different than a pack of wolves or other such creatures.
He's still writing that part of the attributes are building the world and some are destructing the world.
This happens in us. In a partly instinctive way and partly that isn't, in order for us to keep the human society so that we will still advance. Okay. I see that we have... Okay, so where are we?
The attribute of singularity.
Okay, let's continue.
The attribute of singularity in the egoism affects ruin and destruction. You see how our attributes collide and fight one another. Not only among sects, but within each person. The four attributes dominate him at once or one at a time, and fight within him until it is impossible for the common sense to organize them and bring them to complete consent. The truth is that the root of this whole disorder within us is no more than the above-mentioned attribute of singularity, which exists in each of us, whether less or more. Although we have clarified that it comes from a sublime reason that this attribute extends to us directly from the Creator, who is singular in the world and the root of all creations. Still, since the sensation of singularity has settled in our narrow egoism, it affects ruin and destruction until it became the source of all ruins that were and will be in the world. Indeed, there is not a single person in the world who is free from it. And all the differences are only in the ways it is used, for the desires of the heart, for governance, or for honor, and this is what separates people from one another. But the equal side in all the people of the world is that each of us stands ready to exploit all the people for his own private benefit, with every means at one's disposal, without taking into any consideration that he is going to build himself on the ruin of his friend. It is completely inconsequential what allowance each of us gives himself according to his chosen direction, since the desire is the root of the intellect and not the intellect the root of the desire. In truth, the greater and more outstanding one is, precisely to that extent, his attribute of singularity is greater and outstanding.
No, my shall I get?
Oh, what can we say? You, it seems like you agree to this, and you're hearing, and there's nothing even to ask. Yes.
Why is it written that the singularity is the root for all the mess?
Because each one is thinking of himself that he exists in the world as a center, as the central point, and everything turns around it.
That is clear, but why does it call mixture, cause a mixture?
Where each one is thinking, if so, to move the others and to take a place instead, and by that to exist.
Let's say there's people who have a more quality, let's say a mercy that is more emphasized in a person, or truth. So why should these qualities mix?
The point of contact in their general will to receive, that everything is stems from the will to receive, grows from the will to receive. And that is why, if we would, we would measure all, each and every quality from our desire to receive, how and to what extent, then we would have no problem but to reach a common quality between all of us.
What?
More?
Again.
אני לא מבין דבר אחד. המאמר הזה הוא מעין...
I don't understand. This article...
תודה.
I envy you, first of all.
Thank you. This is like proof to the world of the 21st century. Why not disseminate the right thing?
Which is?
What's the right thing? Connection.
Yes.
לדעתי, המאמר הזה סך הכל צריך להפיץ אותו בעולם.
In my opinion, we just have to give this article out into the world, and after that, immediately connection.
ונראה שיהיה הרבה יותר טוב.
And then?
And we'll see, it'll be everything will be much better.
The fact that it will be better if everyone keeps this, then that's for sure. But they will also certainly not keep that.
Why not?
אבל ברגע שנפיץ חיבור הם יראו שכדאי להם.
It's against human nature.
But if we disseminate connection, it'll be worth it for them.
And if you disseminate this, then everyone will of course accept it and do it.
Of course, I see the friends are doing it and it works. It worked on me.
תנסה.
Okay.
Try.
Okay.
תנסה. זה טוב.
Try. It's good.
ואנחנו נראה, יכול להיות שאתה תיתן לכולם דוגמה.
And we'll see. Maybe you'll give everyone a good example.
אפשר להבין או להסכים עם מה שבעל הסולם כותב כאן?
I can understand or agree with what בעל הסולם writes here. If he's not in our environment.
מה שהוא כותב זה אפשרי.
Look, to understand what he's writing here is possible. There are a lot of wise people who are outside of our group. To agree with what he writes, it's also possible. The question is to realize it. That is against our nature. And that is the whole problem. It's not who is right. But to what extent this justice can be realized in our life. Here, I agree to live in a lie as long as it's convenient and pleasant.
Yeah, that's clear. I'm trying to understand if a person, I'm asking if a person can agree and understand because these discernments in man, as he writes in the individual, how can you measure this if you don't have an environment that gives you these discernments? Or he'll reach only part of them.
Let's say you have an environment and you have people there who want to keep these laws that Baal HaSulam here mentions. Okay, go ahead.
Of course it's impossible, even we're not succeeding.
Okay, so what's your question?
So why is Baal HaSulam writing this? It's like a series of discernments that what do they give a person who is reading this if he's still not, if he's in an environment so he understands that he needs to work. He needs to work in connection, draw the light to correct it.
Yes.
But if he's not in that environment, so what will it even help him that it's written?
Okay, so he should search. He should search for an environment.
That's the purpose of these, this article?
Possible. That's possible.
Where are we?
Yes.
Using the nature of singularity as a subject of evolution in the collective and in the individual. Now we will penetrate into the understanding of the direct conditions that will finally be accepted by humanity at the time of the appearance of the world. And to know how these conditions are good to bring a life happiness to the individual and to the public and the willingness in humanity to want to finally burden themselves with these special conditions. Let us return to the matter of singularity in the heart of every person, which is poised to swallow the world, the whole world, for its own pleasure. Its root extends directly from the unique one to the people, who are his branches. Here there is a question that demands an answer. How can it be that such a corrupted form will appear in us so as to become the father of all harm and ruin in the world? And how, from the source of every construction, extends the source of every destruction? We cannot leave such a question unanswered. Indeed, there are two sides to the coin of the above-mentioned singularity. If we examine it from its upper side, from the perspective of its equivalence with the unique one, it works only in the form of bestowal upon others. For the Creator only bestows and has nothing of the form of reception. He lacks nothing nor needs to receive anything from the creatures He has created. Therefore, the singularity that extends to us from Him must also act only in forms of bestowal upon others, and not at all to receive for ourselves. On the other side of that coin, meaning in terms of how it actually works within us, we find that it operates in the complete opposite direction, since it operates only in forms of reception for oneself, such as the desire to be the single most wealthy person in the world. Thus, the above two sides are as far apart from one another as the east from the west. This gives us the solution to our question: how is it possible that within that singularity which stems and comes to us from He who is the unique in the world, who is the source of every construction, serves in us as the source of every destruction? This has come to us because we use that precise tool in the opposite direction, which is self-reception. I am not saying that the singularity in us will never act in us in the form of bestowal, for you cannot deny that amongst us are people whose singularity operates in them in the form of bestowal upon others too, such as those who spend their money for the common good, or those who dedicate all their efforts for the common good, etc. Yet those two sides of the coin that I've described speak only of the two points in the development of creation that bring everything to completion, starting in absence and gradually climbing the rungs of development from one degree to the degree above it, and from there to the higher still, until it comes to its final height, which is its preordained measure of completeness, where it will remain forever. The order of development of the two points is A, the starting point, the lowest degree, which is close to complete absence. It is described as the second side of the coin. B, the point of final height where it rests and exists forever. This is described in the first side of the coin. But this era that we are in has already developed to a great extent and has already risen many degrees. It has already risen above its lowest phase, which is the above-mentioned second side, and has come significantly closer to the first side. For this reason, there are already people among us who use their singularity in forms of bestowal upon others, yet they are still few. As we are still in the midst of the path of development, when we achieve the highest point of the degrees, we will all be using our singularity only in a form of bestowal upon others. And there will never be any case of any person using it in a manner of self-reception. According to these words, we have found an opportunity to examine the conditions of life in the last generation, the time of world peace, when the whole of humanity achieves the level of the first side and will use their singularity only in a manner of bestowal upon others, and not at all in a manner of reception for oneself. And it is good to copy here the above-mentioned form of life, so it will serve us a lesson and a role model to settle our minds under the flood of the waves of our lives. Perhaps it is worthwhile and possible in our generation too to experiment in resembling this above form of life.
What's everyone quiet for?
Ken.
Yes.
No.
Go on.
It seems that all the attributes that Baal HaSulam was speaking about, are relative to one another. Judgment, mercy, and they can't point to anything on their own. But the singularity is something that everyone can feel on his own. It's something tangible, natural. And it's a fact. Each one can just stand and say, I am individual in the world. Even Baal HaSulam supported it, that it's in his root. So what I understand is, either you use it in a bad way for myself, or I use my singularity for the benefit of others. So if we build an education about that, we built the method.
Go ahead, bring a plan.
Thank you.
Who wanted to?
What does it mean to use the four qualities and the singularity to bestow to the others? How can I describe that? Can I take an example like the measure of truth? What does it mean? I'm using it for myself. And how is it if I use it to bestow to the others? What will be the change?
Change of, to be opposite the real change.
First he said that the truth is mine and yours is yours, right? So if I use it in an egoistic singular way, so I want everything that I deserve, and as far as I'm concerned, what you deserve, but I'm not giving you anything.
So, mine is yours and yours is mine.
If it's possible.
No.
According to the ego.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so that's using truth egoistically. What is using truth, mine is mine and yours is yours, in bestowal?
That I'm not thinking of myself at all, but only of you.
So what does it mean, mine is mine?
You're saying mine is mine and yours is yours.
That's the attribute of truth.
is calling this the quality of Sodom. Mine is mine and yours is yours. That it doesn't bring me any connection between human beings. No one is touching the other.
So what is truth in singularity using it as bestowal?
And bestowal, meaning... meaning only I am able to bestow what I have to the entire world.
So still, I keep my individuality, but in order to bestow.
Yes, and the opposite is in order to receive. And two more you have to bestow in order to receive and bestow in order to bestow.
What's that?
I don't know. That already depends on your intention. That depends on the intention. That's why it's called the hidden method, the Torah of the hidden. You see that we have no choice but to stand below Mount Sinai and to cry out. And to demand from the Creator to open up our mind, our eyes, sorry, and our heart, so that we will be able to receive the Torah, and to reach everything. Otherwise, we don't understand anything, and we are like cats that are born this way.
There's a question from Haifa too.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Rav, friends. I wanted to ask, it's less than a week till we have the unity evening, evening of connection.
Yes, next Sunday.
And in this evening, we're going to try to reach that mountain that you just told us about, and to cry out, and to try and connect. And in our experience from the previous evenings, the previous meetings, it's a very enlightening, it's very special. So we wanted to ask you, how can we raise importance and cause other friends in the tent, as many as we can, to come to this special meeting, this physical meeting, to raise importance to it?
We need to publish, first of all, among all of our friends, in Israel and around the world. I'm certain that even from outside of Israel, some will come. That's what I heard. And mainly it depends on what we will write about this event or events before, what's going to happen before, what's going to happen after, what's adjacent to that evening on that same day, what's the plan.
The
people who are preparing it should tell us about it. And it should be done well, so that we'll want to come. So that same tiredness and that same atmosphere that we slightly feel, I see it as something good. That you come to Mount Sinai.
לא.
And you don't feel well, no?
באים, סחוטים.
You come exhausted.
ורק כוח אחד שנקרא משה.
And only one force called Moses is able to climb the mountain.
שכל הנקודות המשה שיש בכל.
That all of the points of Moses in each and every one are connecting and rising on the mountain. And that is all.
ומסוגל לשמוע מה.
And is able then to hear what the Creator is saying and to agree with it in advance that what now was we will receive is the greatest thing happening now in nature to the form of man. I have nothing more to add. I think that we can already release ourselves from this lesson and we'll continue it as usual at 12 p.m. Israel time for the afternoon lesson and tomorrow.
Adon Niv.
According to Niv.
Yeah, so we have an announcement. Together, all is one. Unity evening for the holiday of Shavuot. Dear friends, we're inviting everybody for a world unity evening for the holiday of Shavuot. Sunday here in Petach Tikva and on the Arvut system, 6 p.m. Israel time. We'll have a meal, Yeshivat Chaverim, and a discussion with Rav Leitman, and the premiere of the movie 10 Steps to the Light, music and theater and a lot of happiness. Admission from 18 and above. A registration link was sent to everyone. And our schedule for today, Monday, 10 to 10:30, news with Rav Leitman, recorded lesson. 10:30, the news with Rav Leitman, recorded lesson. And at noon, the lesson with Rav Leitman, live. Good day, everybody.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки.
ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו.
Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará.
אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו.
The higher we go, reaching our souls, we will reveal the connection.
Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями.
Я un capares, como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.